Ms. John explained that while a number of countries have relaxed COVID-19 restrictions, vaccination should still be considered. She said this is particularly so for countries like St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where the vaccination rate remains low.
Quite a number of our deaths, more than half of our deaths, are in the unvaccinated category. Those persons who are hospitalized, the greater number is in the unvaccinated category. And even if we look at our breakthrough cases, which is those persons who are vaccinated, those who are reported, it's higher in the unvaccinated than it is in the vaccinated population. So I really want to take that time to, while persons are making those small adjustments to their lifestyle, to even consider taking the COVID-19 vaccine as a lifestyle change. Because I can say something, that while everything else around us may seem to have some sort of relax, or people are convinced that protocols are going to be relaxed, you also have to remember that the vaccination rate in those countries are higher. So you have a lot more vaccinated persons moving, and they may enter in a particular space, especially like ours, where our vaccination rate is low. So we definitely have to consider that. I know a lot of persons are planning their vacation around Carnival. So, you know, Carnival is coming and you're planning your vacation and you're trying to schedule out your vacation for Carnival. We really want to ensure that we do this in the most safest way possible.
Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAM, has cautioned local officials against rushing a return to pre-COVID life. BAM President Dr. Linda Williams noted that even in places where restrictions were being lifted, health authorities were still advising caution. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 125,210. Internationally, Canada's health minister announced it is easing COVID testing regulations for travelers. Starting February 28th, the country will no longer require PCR tests for fully vaccinated travelers and will accept rapid tests. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.